This article is called Climate Change, Carbon Zero, and it's written by Dr. Robin Russell-Jones of the Marlowe Energy Group. And the editor's introduction is as follows. With the PCC wishing to set up a climate emergency working group, see further on in the bulletin, I felt it might be useful to outline the problems with achieving a carbon zero footprint in Benson or any other town, city or village. This is part of an article by Dr. Robin Russell-Jones, a friend and colleague who works tirelessly to raise awareness of the dangers of global warming and how to alleviate its effects. So, to the article. Zero carbon, what does it mean and what does it involve? Zero carbon is defined as producing no man-made carbon emissions at all. This may be achievable for individuals who live off-grid and have forsaken all modern conveniences. But since every industrial process has a carbon footprint, it is hard to imagine how zero carbon can be achieved by organisations and companies, let alone by towns and cities. Even within a specific sector, such as public transport, it is difficult to be genuinely zero carbon. For example, it is possible to run buses entirely on renewable energy, but bus shelters made of concrete and buses made of steel contribute significantly to the overall carbon footprint of public transport. Claims to be zero carbon usually involve only one aspect of the enterprise, i.e. travelling from A to B, and ignore the contribution to carbon emissions from manufacturing and construction. Equally, individuals can claim zero carbon driving if they purchase an electric car powered by PV panels, but it is still necessary to ignore the carbon footprint involved in manufacturing the cars and the panel themselves. Zero carbon, therefore, involves a serious reappraisal of how society uses the resources at its disposal. For instance, it means using timber and recycled materials for construction rather than steel and cement. In terms of councils, the fuel that they burn and the electricity that they use is referred to as Scope 1 and 2 emissions. The materials used in the construction and manufacture of the products they buy or build are known as Scope 3 emissions. For Scope 3, most councils may set a different net zero target date for their emissions.
Carbon neutral. A more realistic goal is to become net zero carbon, which is synonymous with carbon neutral. This means balancing carbon emissions with carbon removal. This balance can be achieved by reducing or eliminating man-made emissions of carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases, GHGs, at source, i.e. working towards zero carbon. This can be achieved in several ways, either by capturing carbon dioxide and storing it underground, for example, carbon capture and storage, removing carbon from the atmosphere, direct air capture, or by locking up carbon in a carbon sink, for example, tree planting or soil sequestration. Carbon capture and storage is a technology that is much trumpeted by the fossil fuel industry, who seem to think that it will allow them to continue burning fossil fuels. However, CCS is a technology still under development. It is very expensive and very energy intensive and has not yet been deployed commercially anywhere in the world. Carbon sinks do benefit climate change in the short term, for example, whilst trees are growing, but it only locks up carbon temporarily, as soil and trees are part of the natural carbon cycle. It is also undeniable that the only method of directly capturing carbon from the atmosphere is photosynthesis, something that mankind has yet to replicate in a laboratory. The bottom line is that reducing emissions at source is currently the only reliable method of mitigating climate change. This means that reducing a carbon footprint anywhere close to zero is a far more challenging enterprise than is generally understood and requires a far more comprehensive and fundamental change in the way we do things than has been acknowledged by politicians or by the media.
Carbon negative. It is theoretically possible to create an energy supply with a negative carbon footprint. Growing a biofuel captures carbon dioxide from the atmosphere through photosynthesis. If CCS is used successfully to capture CO2 when the biofuel is burnt, then you have produced an energy source which is carbon negative. More CO2 is captured than is released. The biofuel could be grown on land, which displaces land for food production, or seaweed, which can be harvested from the marine environment. In both cases, there is a problem with scalability. Carbon offsetting and carbon credits. When organisations invest in processes that reduce or remove carbon and other greenhouse gases, but which they do not themselves own, it is known as carbon offsetting. Thus, a company could support a certified project in the developing world to replace diesel generators with batteries charged by PV panels. Unfortunately, these schemes are often used by airlines and other fossil fuel-dependent industries to claim carbon neutrality when they have made little or no effort to reduce their own emissions at source. For example, diesel generators are still widely used to refuel planes. Airlines will then pass the costs of carbon offsetting to their passengers as a carbon levy. So they have done nothing to reduce their own emissions, and their claim to be carbon neutral is also cost-free. Alternatively, companies may purchase carbon credits through international or national emission trading schemes. Thus, Amazon customers can voluntarily purchase carbon credits to offset the cost of transporting goods. James Hansen has described carbon credits as being equivalent to the medieval indulgences, whereby individuals with a guilty conscience ensure freedom from climate sin.